Okay, everyone, round two. I'm back. It is still hump day. It is still Wednesday, December 27, 2023, and it is still, or I am still, the Solid Blue Sister. Hey, thanks for coming back. Nice of you to come back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, Power Girl, you're early today. Well, actually, I'm a little late. Thank you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, Juju, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you, thank you. Karthik, welcome. Thank you, thank you. Okay. So today is actually, I know, Juju, this, you know, technical difficulties can get the best of you at times. All right. So today is going to be my last show of the year for my turn to talk, but I will be over at the other place tomorrow and Friday. So, you know, every year when the year ends, you know, people, hey, Lou, thanks for coming back. Every year, you know, when the year ends, people make resolutions for the next year. You know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to, you know, do a better job in school. I'm going to get straight A's. I'm going to be nicer to my little brother, little sister. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Sometimes we follow through and sometimes we don't, you know, but I find myself as I get older, at the end of each year, looking back on the year that was, as opposed to looking forward to the year that's coming. And yes, you know, you do want the year that's coming to be a good one. You know, you don't want, you know, you want to start it off on a positive note. But like I said, I find myself, reflecting on the year that's passed. I think about people that I've lost this past year, people I went to school with that have passed away, Some of them are, you know, we stayed in contact, and some of them, you know, just you hear about them throughout the years, whatever. And you realize, at least I realize, how short life is. When people say life is short, life is short. And even though y'all know I want to live to be 100 and a day, I want to live at least for my birthday, you know. Let's say I do have that chance. But when I look back on the 100 years, it'll seem like it went by in a blur. We never know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen to you. You don't know what's going to happen, you know, to your friends. You can make plans. I have lots of plans for 2024. I may make it. I may not. I don't know. You know, and this year, you know, when I just look back at my time on Podbean, there have been some of you guys who have stuck with me throughout the entire year, and there are people who have come and they've gone. Some people who were with me for a while have you know, they haven't come back. You know, that's fine. You know, everybody has their reasons for why they do things. But again, when you look back, you know, when I look back at 2023, I look back at the relationships that I formed that are new, that I would like to keep and strengthen in 2024, and the ones that I've already had or have that I would like to maintain and also strengthen. There are people this past year that I've had to let go for various reasons. You know, but as you go through 12 months, 365 or 366 days in a year, it is always a transition, at least for me. You know, everybody's may not stay with you. Some people, like I said, people come and people go. And again, like I said, all of us didn't make it to 2024. All of us didn't make it this year. And there's still a couple of days left. Some of us still may not make it. You know, but whether you make it or not, even if this is your last day on earth, I think that everybody should kind of just look back and, you know, if you had a bad year, is it something that you can improve going into 2024? Or was there at least one thing in your year that was good that'll make you smile? You know, I truly try every day to have a good day. And there are times when, you know, I've gotten on the phone with someone or I've seen them in person and, you know, you go back and forth with people and it's like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to end my day, you know, arguing with somebody or whatever. I don't do that anymore. You know, I truly want to start my days in a positive way and end them in a positive way because it makes my life easier. It's better for my health. I'm sorry to hear that, Lou. You know, we all go through challenges. I know I had one year that was really, 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 really tough. But you just, you know, you forge through and you try to get through it the best that you can. Sometimes people will be there to help you and sometimes they won't. Juju says, this year I experienced nothing like I ever did in my entire life. Found out three close family members were deceitful, ratchet, and untimely, and ultimately selfish. Wow. Wow. You know, and you do run into people like that. You know, those are the people that you just have to, I mean, they piss you off, they disappoint you. But you ultimately, those are the people that you let go. Those are the people that you don't take with you when you transition into the next year. Because as they say, Happy New Year, it is a new year. And it should be happy. But as we look around everything that's going on in this world, everybody's not going to have a happy new year. There are a lot of people in this world who are not going to have homes in 2024. Hey, Grit, welcome. You know, there are a lot of people that when we look back at our year and say that it was a crap year, but look at the other person, you know, somewhere else. Is your year as crappy as theirs? Is your year going to end where your home got bombed or you're homeless? You know, there was somebody that I used to say to, you know, at least, you know, your life is better than someone else's. And they would always get mad at me when I said that. They would always say, why do you always say that? Why do you always say that? Because it was true. While you're so busy complaining about your life, which really isn't that bad, you have a roof over your head, you have food to eat, you have a car to drive, and even if you didn't, you have two legs where you can walk. There are some people who don't even have that. Juju said, I did. I cut them off like I would cut off my right arm. You know, but I want to read something to you guys that I found in my, well, actually I read it in my local paper a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I wanted to read part of it to you guys, if you all can bear with me. Okay, it's called When We Are No Longer Parents. It was only a 45-minute drive, but I arrived at the site. It took me another 10 minutes to find his section, but we were soon in the vicinity of where his life was laid to rest. As I paced each headstone, I had an eerie vision of him lying beneath the surface, watching me pace the yard while his spirit yearned for me, almost as though he was screaming in a silent fortitude, I'm over here. I walked up to his plaque and I stared at the impression in the stone. I traced each word with my hand, etching each letter with my fingers. I knelt down on the delicate, damp, green grass. I relaxed myself over the 8x4 foot section of a landscape that was the last home to his physical existence. When I knelt, I looked down and confessed all the things that have happened since he left this earth. I explained to the ground and the bronze piece of metal that bore his name, my life without daddy, hoping his spirit heard my deepest fears and my strongest accomplishments. I told him that I had hoped he was proud of me, as my life had followed strange paths that have given me journeys of learning and routines of pain. Since his departure, life had become interesting, painful, and victorious. When I knelt at his side, at his sight, I gazed upon the freshly cut, softened soil, and then I held myself accountable of my actions and assessments of life, just as when he was alive. I relayed the message, I know you're there, I know you're watching. And when I sat at his gravesite, I remembered all those who claim their parents are no longer with us, while on my knees, I realized that I still had a father. I still had someone to answer to. I believe that parents are forever. I believe that we never end our influence on our children. We never stop being parents. That's why it's so important that we do a good job when we're here on earth. We have no guarantee of how long we're going to stay. We must do the best we can with what little time we have. Our children need us now, and they'll need us when we're gone. And the last part says, and when we're gone, when our spirit stops and our spirit rises to the world beyond our moral character, we can only hope that we've loved enough, lived enough, and laughed enough for our children to remember that our lives as a benefit to their own. And when they someday kneel on the delicate, damp green grass that lies the last homes to our physical existence, we can only hope the tears that fill their eyes and hearts are tears of love that yearns for our spirit to forever watch over their joyous lives, to remind them that we'll never, ever stop being their parents. This was written by a man by the name of Michael Armijo to his father. And Michael passed away in October of 2020. Welcome, Ace. Welcome. So I said I wasn't going to read the entire thing, but I did. So I was reading that just to say what I said prior to me reading this, that we don't know how long we're going to be here, whether it's for our children or whether, you know, if you don't have children, you know, if it's for a sibling, a friend, whatever. Think of the good things. You know, everybody's life is not perfect. But I would like to think that our life, we can always appreciate our lives because there's always someone who has less than what we have. And like I said, everybody didn't make it this year. And there's still a couple of days left in 2023. And some of us still may not make it. But if we do make it to 2024, we should be appreciative and thankful that we did. You know, one of my best things that I think I've done in my entire life was raise my son. I think I raised a very nice, respectful young man who I'm extremely proud of. And I would like to think that even though my parents are no longer here, and even though I used to battle my mother, you know, I would like to think that they're proud of me. But I would like to thank all of you, Juju. You know, you've been, you know, I'm just talking about podcasting right now. Juju, you've been with me from the very start, my friend, you know, and Grid, you've been with me, you know, for a long time, and Lou and Ace, you know, the fact that whether people come on my show or go, I appreciate everyone. And there are relationships that I've, you know, made this year, like I said, that I would like to strengthen in 2024. Relationships that I want to maintain. But I appreciate each and every one of you because y'all don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to me at all. Grit says, I never take anything for granted anymore, and I'm really fortunate to have what I have in and around my life. You know, and you do. You I mean, you do have to appreciate what you have. You know, everybody may not have had the best parents, but be the best that you can be for your own, You know, make sure that when you pass on in this life that your children can say, I'm glad that she was my mom. I'm glad he was my dad. So, but anyway, guys, I said it was going to be a short show. And again, thank you guys for coming back, even though it took me a little bit longer this time. Yes, Ace, I had technical difficulties again. But I will, this is my last show of 2023 for my turn to talk. I will be back on January 2nd, but I will be at my other house tomorrow and Friday. Oh, thank you, Juju. Thank you, Juju. I was trying to upload a song and everything just kind of went haywire. So, but seriously, guys, you know, Grant, 2023 has had its challenges, but I have loved it also, you know, and hoping to make it to 2024. And, you know, hoping to see all of you guys there. But I am going to end the show. Oh, and tomorrow I will be over at Mother House at 1 p.m. Pacific time. I don't have to deal with any technical stuff when I go over there. I am trying, Grit. I have so many plans for 2024. I have people that I plan to meet, people who I plan to visit, tickets that have been purchased and train tickets that have been purchased, plane tickets that have been purchased. Yeah, I have my calendar for visiting is filling up next year. So yeah. Okay, so I am going to leave you guys with Sissy Houston. The Lord is my shepherd. And Grit, you know, New Zealand is on my bucket list. So I hope to get there in 2025. So I hope to be coming your way. So Sissy Houston, the Lord is my shepherd.
Comfort me, all the way. Comfort me. Thank you, Lord.
Hey guys, thank you for coming in. I know some of you guys came in late, but I did read an article that I thought was appropriate for this show. So you guys are gonna have to listen to it on the replay. But I do want to say to some of you guys who have come in, I appreciate you very much. There are relationships that I have formed with some of you guys this year that I hope to and want to take into 2024. Son, we have a date on January the 12th, so I plan on keeping that, you know. But again, I just want to say that be appreciative for what you have. Hey, Shy Lady, well, welcome, welcome. Because like I said, everyone didn't make it this year. And I'll say it again, there are a couple of days left to 2023, and some of us may not make it. But if you do make it into 2024, be appreciative that you had 2023. You know, if you have loved ones who are going into 2024 with you, be appreciative that they are able to go into the next year with you, because everybody's loved ones didn't make it. Hi, Fair Use. Well, welcome. You know, so, but anyway, I appreciate you guys. My turn to talk will be back on January 2nd. I will be over at the other house tomorrow and Friday. But to my old friends, I love you. To my new friends, I love y'all too. And I hope to maintain all of your friendships going into 2024. That's it, everybody. Peace. Mm-hmm.